接过玉璧。这些年时间，其实是这些年时间，可能也是有很多事情之后看这个事情。相比于这些距离。I broadcast from the big city, New York City. It is the biggest, most populated, densely populated place on earth. That's right, Manhattan is, just in case you didn't know that. More people jammed into there than anywhere on planet Earth.Anyhow, this is Connected Dots, and just in case you didn't realize, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. You can call in and say what's on your mind, Connected Dots, in a way that only you know how to connect the dots.Because that's what connecting the dots is all about, talking, drawing the conclusions, putting it all together, and making some sense out of it. Again, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. I like to talk about chemtrails. I like to talk about ETs, extraterrestrials.Which brings me to mind, I occasionally listen to the shows before me because I believe some of the listeners are people who have listened to the show before me and maybe even the one before that with James Gillian. That's right, some free publicity for James Gillian, as you wish. Well, that's how I wish it. And this...evening it was spiritually naked, including the collective wisdom of Solomon. I've never talked to a collective wisdom myself, at least I don't believe I have, though I have telepathically communicated with entities that were not visible, but I knew I was communicating with them.And some interesting things happened in the last show. There was a mention of no beginning or no end. Yeah, I've heard that one before, you know. That's a good explanation for God, you know. People always ask that silly question, well, where did God come from? Well, when you're talking about God, the single source of all there is no beginning or end, okay?But, because I'm a thinking person, and I'm pretty knowledgeable, I just want to add a little to that statement. Okay, I understand the concept of no beginning and no end, but, however, and this information, what I'm going to tell you here, it can be backed up, and you can find it if you look for it. There are new beginnings of new type creations.And there are also our endings of programs that are running in the universe. This can be factually proved. So there are things that have beginnings and ends. You know, your physical life on Earth, it has a beginning and an end to it. But more importantly, that in the big picture of things,I'll give you a perfect example of a beginning. People always play that game. People still argue about this. You know, between the men and the women, they argue, why is God always referred to as he? How do you know God isn't of the female, and we should call God she. Well, the information is out there that in the beginning, though God does not have a name, God is referred to as he because there was no sexuality at that point at the beginning of creation. Real simple. The concept of male-female didn't start way, way later. And the story is out there. It's in the historical records of the universe. Why don't you know about that? Because you're not a diligent, a truth seeker as I am. Or the information just didn't come your way. Or the fact that pertinent information like that is there's an agenda to keep it away from the general public. But that's a true story there. Male-female did not start until way, way down the pike of creation. And all of a sudden, there was a reason to create male and female. And then that's when the female term comes in. It's in some way to get some concept of when it came in. It has to do with the creation of the physical worlds. It's probably the easiest way to explain it. And in the creation of the physical worlds, that's when the original entity that has no sex or identification beyond, you know, just a plain identification, the creator, there is a term called creator sons out there, they get a counterpart to co-create the physical worlds. And that's the first point in the path of creation where female, male become relevant. And so that brings us to another thing, a philosophical question as to people referring to Mother Earth. You know, Earth is a physical creation. It's also hooked into the other non-physical dimensions. So there's also another thing that people get confused. They refer to the term the Holy Mother. Well, the Holy Mother could be the creation beginning, where the Creator Son has his counterpart, and his counterpart could be referred to as the Holy Mother of all that we are existing in now. And like I said, this information is out there. It's held on the physical, it's held in the non-physical realms of the universe. And if you haven't come across it yet, you'll come across it eventually when you get off this world up into the what's called the higher dimensions. I call them the higher zones of reality. So I just wanted to make those little points there. Yes, there are beginnings and ends, and that's a reality, and nobody can prove otherwise, you know. And it's important to be talked about, because if we just say there is no beginning and end to everything, then, you know, that's too vague. It's important to understand there was a beginning of physical creations, because in the beginning, and the whole story is told from the center point of the first creation. It is known. It is out there. It's been revealed. It's been put in books. You just haven't come across it yet. I talk about it a little on this show because there's so many other things to talk about, because we're really living in the physical moment of the physical reality of living in human bodies, basically, while we're here on Earth. And so there's other things that we have to think about. You know, philosophy is good for a minute or two. And then we have to get back to living in the moment. Here, I'm talking, broadcasting through this radio show. I'm living the moment. you're listening and living the moment that way. You might be doing other things while you're listening. And while we're still talking about philosophy, yeah, I just jump from one thing to another because, I don't know, I just have that ability to do it, and I don't like to sit around and waste time, and I don't, my mind is just so active, it never stops, except when I go to sleep, and then even when I go to sleep, I'm always dreaming. Some people say they don't dream. I always dream. I always remember my dreams. You know, everybody is different. Well, here's a philosophical statement. I heard this before, and I repeat it. You know, I didn't invent the statement, but it's, there is no one book that reveals all truth. How could there be? You know, reason it out for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. It's a good point to remind people of when they they're basing all their knowledge on one book. And there's the old joke, God, please save me from people that read only one book. A little truth to that. And as was mentioned in the last show, co-creation. Yes, co-creation is the way of the universe. I've talked about this once or twice before, but it's a good point to bring up. You know, co-creation is the way. Your physical parents gave you the genetics in creating the physical part of your body. The other aspects of you as a human being came from other sources. How about that? Well, if you are not aware of it, you should become aware of it, because a human being is much more than a physical creation. And that information should always be brought up when we're talking about, you know, the people like to argue the abortion argument, but they never interject the information that a human being is more than just a physical creation. And that information should be injected into that conversation. I just had to say that. So there are a lot of amazing things happening in this last week. Some of it you might care about. Some of it you might not care about. But I just thought I'd give mention. There's some important things happening over in England, or the British Isles, Great Britain, or the United Kingdom, whatever you want to call it. That group of people over there, they're trying to start a new political party that's more conscious and responsive to the people. They have some real serious problems over there, and it's we have similar problems, but they, in fact, all of Europe has some serious problems. They're not handling the migrant situation too well. And apparently the governments over there, they're just making one stupid law after another. I mean, I just have to mention this for a minute or two here. I mean, to the point of, like, migrants are coming in raping people in Europe and getting a slap on the wrist. Meanwhile, the ridiculous governments of Europe have passed these laws where if you say something against a certain race of people, that's enough to put you in jail. But meanwhile, rapists can go on, commit horrid crimes, and just get a slap on the wrist. They got the whole thing backwards. So there's some serious things going on in Europe, and I wish the people luck in Great Britain that they elect some people that have some common sense to start turning the thing in proper direction. You know, people that commit heinous crimes, or whatever that word is for it, awful crimes, certainly need to be given more than a slap on the wrist, and simply insulting people should not be enough to put somebody in jail. Well, so much for that. Well, just in case you didn't realize, and I have to mention once in a while, yes, I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, and this is how I'm doing my campaign through the radio. My qualifications for running for president, besides running in the last election and the one before that, is I am one of the most knowledgeable people walking on the face of this earth. I'm not saying that because I need to boast my ego. I'm saying it because it's the truth. You know, I've done a lot of research. I have a lot of experience in life. In fact, when I look back on all the things I've done already, it's like I lived 10 lives already. And I've done it in less than one. So that makes me pretty knowledgeable, and I claim to be the most qualified person to be the President of the United States because I have knowledge and I know how to solve problems. Do I need any more credentials than that? Not really. So anyhow, so much for that. Hopefully, along the route here while I'm doing the radio show, concerned people who are concerned about who should be the president should get in contact with me and be supportive of what I'm doing, because that's all I have. I have the knowledge, I have the experience of how to deal with problems, I'm a good solution person, but the one ingredient I'm lacking is the money, well, actually two ingredients, and the support team. I find that most people like to just play armchair quarterback, as the saying goes, and they got a million opinions on a million things, but when it comes to doing things, they don't want to do one damn little thing. Unfortunate problem, but it's a reality. Well, so much for that. And also another thing I like to mention is the name of the show, it's Connect the Dots. And it is a call-in show. The number is 888-627-6008. If it was possible for that collective group, Solomon, to call in, they should call in. Really. Because they'll have one of the most enlightening conversations they ever had with a human being, because I am knowledgeable. You know, I'm not just going to sit there and listen. I'm going to engage in the conversation. They might even learn something. I hate to brag, but when you know what you're talking about and you have a lot of experience, you have a right to brag a little. You know, it's not for my ego. You know, I have no problem, but I know what I know, and what am I going to do, lie about it and say, oh, I don't know anything? Well, I'll tell you one thing. You'll never get me sitting around saying nothing, because I've got a lot to say, and I know what I'm talking about, and that's my criteria. When I speak, I know what I'm talking about. You know, I dare people, prove me wrong. Hey, once in a while I'm wrong, and then I'll say, wow, thank you for proving me wrong. Okay, let's just move on. So the name of the show here is Connect the Dots. I just gave you the number to call in, and you can look it up if you didn't write it down, if you really want to call in, if you really got something to say. And Connect the Dots, the name of the show, comes from my book, Connect the Dots Theory, which I claim to be the most thought-provoking, mind-enlightening book of the early part of the 21st century, simply because there's enough knowledge in there for concerned people to read it, grasp the knowledge, it's written in easy language, and start putting that knowledge to work. Do your part in putting it to work to help get things on a good path here on Earth, because if we just sit around and let the governments do it, they're doing all the wrong things. That's what my book talks about, why they're doing all the right things. Talks about the unbelievable amount of mind control and the many sources of mind control. It's not just one. There's many sources, and they're all working at the same time, which makes our life difficult on Earth. I invent terms like the overseers of mankind, the legitimate overseers of mankind. And I use phrases as interferences into the affairs of mankind, because we have a whole lot of those things going on, and that's partly what makes life difficult on Earth. So anyhow, back to connected dots theory. It says a lot of things in this theory. It's not just about one thing. It's not like just a theory of relativity. This theory covers a lot of things, correlates a lot of things from all aspects of life, correlates spiritual world, the physical world, and understanding of the other zones of reality, correlates shapes, the importance of shapes, the importance of vibrations, how they fit together, how they work together, projection and reception of energies, mental telepathy, you name it. It correlates as much as I could think of correlating. I put it all in 100 pages of text, so somebody could read it in one night. The most amazing part of the theory, the book connects the dots. Theory is probably the pictures, because I've captured things that nobody has ever captured on film. Prove me wrong, but I've looked for years to find pictures that I got in this book, and nobody has them. And that's the reason to go out and buy the book right there. Even if you don't like to read, just buy it for the amazing pictures, because that in itself will enlighten you to become aware of all that's going on here on Earth that you're not being told about. And quite frankly, probably 99% of the scientists on Earth don't know about is going on. That's right, I've made some original discoveries, and I talk about them in my book. But probably one of the most important things is how I've correlated everything and made sense of it. And I've made a lot of philosophical connections, such as, you've heard this from other people, but I'm going to say it again. It's extremely important for people to make a sincere attempt to connect the dots of life while they are in the act of living the moment, like we're doing now. I'm living the moment, and I'm connecting the dots continuously, as well as looking back in retrospect. It's important to be living in the moment, that's right. And if you are paying attention to the events transpiring in your personal life, you may be able to notice, via coincidences, that your life is definitely being indirectly interacted with by caring, invisible entities. That's right. You're not walking through this life alone. You know, some people have called them guardian angels. Other people call them spirit guides. And then there's the onlookers that just follow people around. And then there's the recorders who go around and record what's happening. And the list goes on and on, and very few people are walking around not being paid attention to. Of course, this is just one of the conclusions I've come to, but I truly believe if you're an interesting person, you have a lot of entities following you around for a lot of reasons. It's more interesting to follow an interesting person around than a boring person. If you're a boring person, a do-nothing person, and you're not really making use of your time here on Earth, probably you don't have too many entities following you around. And that's just my perception. So anyhow, Connected Dots theory concludes that co-creation is the way of the universe. Yes, it is. And there's so many observable facts to prove that. And it is also an observable fact that the dreams of what an individual person desires to experience in life will eventually materialize into a reality at some point in time. Yes, dreams do come true. And I could talk here for hours on all the dreams in my life that came true, looking back in retrospect. So I don't need anybody to prove that to me. I proved it to myself just by living life. And dreams eventually did come true. And I still have more dreams that are going to come true, because the more they came true, the more I wanted. That's normal. Yes, dreams do come true. And it's important to think that invisible, caring, conscious entities who are paying attention to your personal life will helpfully contribute from behind the scenes to the co-creation of making your dreams come true. There's that word co-creation again. It's part of your life. Accept it. I'm going to read that statement over again. Yes, dreams do come true. Invisible, caring, conscious entities who are paying attention to your personal life will helpfully contribute from behind the scenes to the co-creation of making your dreams come true. So Subsequently, the final manifestation of your dream or dreams will often be a little different than how you initially envisioned it would happen. The purpose of this is to make you aware of the fact that you are existing in a universe where co-creation is taking place in your life, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. So, Connect the Dots theory says, so permit the living universal coordinators who shuffle the deck of life from behind the scenes daily to deal you a fruitful hand, for they are the arrangers of coincidences. And so they, we could say God and his servants, can help you make your dreams come true in ways that you could never accomplish by yourself. Something to think about. And never forget to give thanks for the small gifts that come your way in life. For your gratitude to unseen gift givers will surely be acknowledged and rewarded with even greater gifts to you in the future. Another thing or two to think about. That's right, gratitude is important. If I see a penny on the floor, I pick it up if it's in my path, and I say, you know, the old thing, pick it up and all day have good luck. And I also say in my mind, thank you for the gift, just in case it was put there for me. These are important things in life to do. Now, those who seek truth gain the attention of the legitimate overseers of mankind. And I got to say, in all the years that it took me to put this book together, I stumbled upon something and I went seeking truth. And I know from that point on, I went seeking for truth, heavily seeking for truth, and things were sent my way, which further proved that my life was being paid attention to, and it backs up the statement I just made, that those who seek truth gain the attention of the legitimate overseers of mankind. These invisible revealers of truth expose to us clues regarding hidden realities to cause us to think, and thereby provide people with the opportunity to evolve via their own reasoning abilities. That is how it's done. That is one of the major teaching ways that exist on planet Earth. You know, it's kind of in relation to, people always say, well, if the ETs are out there, why don't you just come down here and tell us all about it? Well, then we wouldn't get a chance to discover for ourselves, because that's what part of your life on Earth is, to seek for truth and find it, seek solutions and find them. Those who seek will find. A great philosophical statement. And all what I just said, I hope if you're listening, you keep that in mind. Always remember to give gratitude for the little gifts that come your way, because chances are they were sent your way. Don't attribute it to just luck. Luck itself sometimes is the help you're getting from behind the scenes, because we're living a co-creative existence and a co-participation existence, whether you are aware of it or not. And while I'm on this topic, let me just jump to something similar to that. Not exactly, but it, in relation to information, you know, we're on this world, we're seeking to find answers. However, everything is known already. That's right. It may not be known here on Earth, but somewhere out in the universe, this is known, that's known. And when we put it all together collectively, everything is known. It's just the information that we don't know, it's somewhere else. You know, and some of it we can never find out about it until we move beyond this physical shell that our spirit soul is existing in at this point in time. Well, how about that for a lot of physical, metaphysical thought? Now let me take us all back here. Oh, one more statement. I was listening a little to James Gillian, a little plug for his show. He mentioned the statement, big reunion getting ready to happen. Now, I believe that to be, he's talking about the ETs that are working behind the scenes, the good ones, that is, to get us ready for the Earth to evolve into what's commonly referred to as the fifth dimension, which I would explain in more practical terms as it's a faster vibrating zone of reality. That's how we come up with the terms, really, higher and lower dimensions. The higher dimensions vibrate faster. Each one you go up, it's a multiple of 1,000 or 10,000 or 1,000,000, you know. That's the way it works. That's why the beings from other, we all heard the saying, the hand is quicker than the eye. Well, that's why beings from higher dimensions can come down, be standing right next to us and remain invisible, because they're maintaining their faster vibration from the higher dimension, and they're vibrating so fast that we can't see them, because there's limits to the perception of vision. However, there are plenty of ways to expand your vision, and I know from experience. Experience is the best teacher. I call it a trick question, but it's not a trick question. But I'm still waiting for somebody to come out and say, yeah, I've seen that. It's a call-in radio show. Call in and tell me if you've seen it. To go out at night, look up in the sky, and to be able to see not just stars, but sparkling points of light about the size of stars that are red. And they're everywhere. There's quite a few of them up there, believe it or not, intermixed between the normal starlight. I still haven't found a human being who's been able to tell me, yeah, I've seen that. Well, what can I say? I guess I'm the lucky one, but these things do exist. And it makes you think about that statement that other people have made, that we're living in a holographic universe. And I've seen other proof to kind of support that. Though for practical living, we're not going to look at it as a holographic universe, because we're in a physical shell, so it's more practical to just look at things being regular and non-holographic. But yes, in relation to our world being a holographic projection, I've seen the three colors that make the one. Yeah, orbs of color next to each other like soap bubbles. And at the same time, I could see the real color. So I saw three, you know, I have had the experience of seeing three orbs of three different colors that apparently make up the one color. Well, that's kind of a holographic reality. Again, I've never heard anybody talk about that. I guess I'm the lucky one. I've been able to have a sight expansion beyond that of normal people, I guess. Why whatever. But it's enlightening to see things like that. And if you have the opportunity to have these vision enhancements in your life, appreciate them while they last, because over a short period of time, such experiences dissipate, and then it's just back to regular scene. What can I say? That's what I've experienced. Well, let's just jump back to solid reality here and talk about some things that are important. One more thing in relation to that. I've heard the statement made that some of these ETs that walk among us, I'm not sure if they're the good ones or the bad ones. And yes, regardless of what the people said in the last show, there is good and bad. And there is, and we have to think in those terms when we're in this existence. Easy for those who are not in the physical existence to say, well, these things don't really exist. Yeah, we'll jump into the physical body and have to deal with all the crap we have to deal with here on Earth, and you'll change your mind. Yes, there is good and bad, and yes, some people are evil and others are just angels. Okay, so anyhow, I'm not sure which ones have the belts, but some of these ETs have belts. Maybe both of them groups do, the good ones, the bad ones. Belts that can make themselves invisible. I'm not sure how these belts work, but that's the statement I've heard, and I believe it, you know, because there are a lot of technologies in regards to making things invisible, you know. Radar absorbing energy to make an object invisible, all kinds of things going on. Faster vibrations beyond that of human sight, it's invisible. Bending light rays around something to make it invisible, all kinds of things. But that's too technical for us to be talking about here tonight. So, jump back to physical reality here. Just it comes to mind, something I don't think I mentioned it before, but it's important to understand how badly our world is being mismanaged. We all know the NSA. Well, their big new data center in Utah is not only an eyesore, I believe, but it's a gigantic waste of water. And, this is wrong. It shouldn't be done. But all the politicians have jumped on board, and all the okays were given, and I don't know if it's fully built yet, but it's just another bad thing happening. Wasting good water for a data collection center for the NSA, which is really just keeping a gigantic file on everybody, which is of no benefit to the human race. It's only benefit to those despicable creatures of the New World Order that want to create a one-world government and keep a tab on everybody's personal business because they believe they have to. Well, so much for that. Which also leads into chain of command structures. We need to be concerned about this because those of us that just want to peacefully live in peace, the powers-to-be are not going to let us do that. It's important to realize that. One of my favorite sayings, there is no justice except what you make for yourself, and there's a lot of bad things on the menu. And chain of command structures are going to be used against us. It's going to, at a certain point in time, the authorities are going to be telling us all the wrong things to do. And if you're just one of those sheeple out there that listen to authorities, they're going to walk you down a dead-end street. That's not going to be good for you. They're going to walk you into a situation where your life might end very quickly by simply listening to the chain of command structures. So it's something we need to become aware of. Again, the most important gift that all human beings have in this world is your free will, and it's your responsibility to learn how to use it and use it to protect yourself, and then use it in other good ways, too. And it's your responsibility to protect yourself, you know? Let's not get ridiculous here and think that you can just pray for deliverance, and it's going to come. In some cases, that is the solution for a particular situation, but it's not a solve-all for everybody in every situation. So let's talk a real conversation here, which I do all the time. So back to real reality here. You've heard about it. They're conning you into wanting something that's going to kill you. It's called 5G, dangerous to you. Really. So don't get conned into that, please. The research has been done on it already. The vibrations are too intense. It's going to physically destroy your body in a short amount of time. And they're planning to put on a broadcasting antenna array on everybody's corner, which means even if you're not hooked into the system with your electronics, though some of you will get fooled probably into doing that, just being in the neighborhood, it's going to be going through you and destroying your physical body, which will probably make you sick and get cancer immediately, and it might even kill you in a short amount of time. This is the reality. It's coming your way. When you see them putting up that array of antennas on the corner of your block, time to move out. I'm telling you, this is a warning. This is a public message warning I'm giving you. Don't take my word for it. Don't look into it. 5G is dangerous. And it's all part of the NWO, New World Order plan to populate the human race and control the human race with a one-world government, an evil government, of course. They only want to use you how they want to use you, and they want to get rid of the rest of us that they feel we're not necessary. This is a reality that's hanging over our heads. Don't pretend it's not happening. It is happening. Well, that's my public warning message there. Let me jump back to the ET races. I keep hearing about people that meet with them. I wish they'd come and say hello to me once in a while. My best experience with ETs, I guess, was the one night I shared comedy. There was an ET that was hooking up with me telepathically, and we did comedy the whole night. It was a comic stream. We were like a partnership. I was physically telling the jokes, and my invisible partner was just feeding them to me one after another. And I don't know whether he was forcing the audience to be responsive or just put it in their hearts to laugh, but I couldn't tell the wrong joke that night. My small crowd that was I was entertaining, they just couldn't get enough. An amazing, beautiful experience. But I'd like to communicate with the ETs, like the famous one, as the story goes, Valiant Thor, who supposedly went and met with President Eisenhower back in 1953, around that time, and offered the human race free energy. And of course, because of the pressure put on President Eisenhower by what he referred to as the industrial complex, was another word there too, but whatever. The big players in the world, they didn't want any part of this because all they saw was they're going to lose money. All the energy companies, the military-industrial complex, yeah. So the deal was turned down. Well, I know a way to bring... I wish that offer was brought to me personally, because I know the people to bring it in. One little free energy machine at a time without advertising so it won't get shut down. And that's the way to do it. It can happen tomorrow, but unless I'm contacted or somebody who contacts these ETs makes a connection and come and I get presented with the small free energy machine, We're all losing out. It would certainly be helpful to us, considering what's on the menu and what's coming our way, you know. I don't want to scare anybody, but it's been talked about for years now. You know, one of the plans for the final world takeover is to take away all our energy. There's a lot of ways they can do that, EMP attack and stuff like that, and bring us back into the Stone Age. And to get restarted up after that, it's not going to happen fast. So it would be nice if we all had our own little personal free energy machine, so it wouldn't be that much of a big deal then, and that would be one less bad thing they could do to us. So they have other bad things, but it's estimated an EMP attack, 90% of the people on the Earth will die because of chaos and lack of energy. So, in the interest of keeping most of the people on Earth alive, it would be nice if the ETs who have these machines come and visit somebody like me who knows how to bring them in without any problem and without getting shut down. It takes intelligence to do this. And I'm the guy who knows how to do these things. I'm the guy who knows how to invent strategies to do these things. So I'm a good person to make an agreement with in something like that, a gift. So I'm asking if these radio waves get out there, and is there any ETs? Listen, I'm looking for those small free energy machines. In fact, just give me one that can be easily replicated with the materials we have here on Earth, and that's all I need, and I'll go from there. A warning to all ETs, don't even think of making a deal with any government on Earth, because it'll be the same story as it was back in 1953. They're gonna slam the door in your face, because they're all on the money train, the gravy train, and free energy machines will not get them the money and will cancel out the bribes they're already getting from the big players. You know, that's something I don't, you know, here's a, you know, I always say one of the greatest philosophers of all time was Jesus. And he did mention, if you read his, what's written about him and the things he said, one or two times he does mention that we on Earth know how to do certain things better than those in the heavenly realms do. And one of them is definitely we here on Earth know that the governments are the most evil group, one of the most evil groups on the face of the planet. And if you're a good extraterrestrial, you really don't want to deal with the world governments, because they're all corrupt, pretty much. And that brings me back to a good correlation that I put into my theory. And it's worded like this, I worded. I mentioned the statement that connected dots theory concludes that any time the truly concerned people of planet Earth invent a new good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that system, the adversaries of mankind, bad extraterrestrials, evil spirits, etc., etc., the adversaries of mankind implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind really prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and/or sabotaged. This is the reality of living on planet Earth. This is how it is today. So, if there's any ETs listening to this radio broadcast, understand the fact that the governments are not the people to be dealing with. You have to deal with hand-picked people that you can read what they're thinking And we know a lot of the ETs know how to read our thoughts. You need to connect with the right people, the people you can trust, the people that have ethics, if you're going to give us any free energy machines. And, you know, there's probably thousands upon thousands of people in government, and there's probably less than 10 in the whole lot that are trustworthy enough to deal with. So don't even waste your time. Besides, if you look back historically, what happened in 1953, free energy for the whole world, the deal was turned down. Plus, if you follow our history, you know, people like Tesla, they were destroyed by the people who want to sell us energy. They're ruthless. They don't care about life. And they'll do anything to hold on to their profit, including kill people. So that's the reality of how it is on Earth here. And that sums up that part of that conversation. And I just want to remind everybody that another reason to buy Connect the Dots Theory, my book, I've got pictures of the sparkling points of light that hover in the air. You've never seen this, chances are. And you can't see it unless you're out there in the wilderness, total blackness. And I've got a lot of other interesting pictures. And, of course, we can't forget what's going on in the world around us. You know, the fires in California, well, it's, you know, there's a lot of cofactors that have made it so bad, the chemtrails. Again, I tell people all the time, we got to keep badgering the government to do something. They don't want to do anything. The next idea is, like, if you know people in the military, start talking to them about chemtrails, because United States Air Force ought to be concerned. Planes flying around spraying poison on humans in America here. I mean, it's going on all around the world, but let's just take care of America first here. And that's supposed to be the job of the United States Air Force, to protect us. You know, this is an invasion upon American society. Let's call it what it is. It's war being waged against Americans. And who's behind it? The NWO and all the rich people that want to control the world. And they want to kill as many people possible in many ways. So anyhow, in relation to the fires, the chemtrails that spray the toxic nanoparticles, aluminum, barium, sulfate, all things that are extremely harmful to human bodies, they have clogged up the roots of the trees and created a tinderbox situation. Because when the roots of the trees get clogged up with particles that don't belong there, they can't draw water out of the ground when it does rain. And so that makes them, dries them out, and makes trees a tinderbox waiting to be lit up. And that's why these fires are so bad. Of course, fake news media is not telling you why, and a lot of fire people probably don't know why, because so many truths are being kept from us by fake news media. You know, they're all run. I think there's only six entities that own all the news in the world. That's how over-controlled it is, mainstream media. Six organizations own all the news. Well, that's a monopoly on being able to spread misinformation out there. But that's it. The chemtrails are the problem. If you're a concerned person, concerned about the Earth, the chemtrails are destroying the Earth. They're slowly killing us as human beings. And the issue needs to be addressed. Something has to be done. We can't just keep sitting around and allowing them to slowly poison us to death, which they are doing, and nobody is lifting a finger. The Congress has been told about it. There's great people that have done research on it, like Rosalind Peterson from California. Wigginton. There's a lot of DVDs out there. All the information's been gathered. It's dangerous stuff. It's being done to us against our will. It's being done secretly, even though we all can see it, and nobody who has any authority wants to do anything. My latest suggestion is, you know, they send, get the children to write letters to the White House. Get the children, school children, and the college students to start writing letters to President Trump. Because all it would take is an executive order to stop this. But, you know, the message has to get to the president. And it's destroying food, too. You know, the food we're growing out, you know, all, you know, we think organic food. Well, all the organic food is being slightly poisoned by the chemtrail dust that falls down on it. You know, nanoparticles, when it hit the food that's growing out there, it's going to sink right into the food because nanoparticles are small. You're out there, you get, if you're out there at the wrong time of day when the particles are down at ground level, it's going to go into your skin and your body, and these things are hard to get out. Human bodies are really not designed to deal with this kind of toxic stuff. So it's a serious problem. Everybody needs to be concerned. Everybody needs to start doing their share to solving the problem. You know, the problem is not going to go away by itself. Well, so much for that. Let me just flip over to another topic quickly because I've got so much to say, there's just not enough time in an hour. But before I go to the next topic, I want to remind everybody, actually, next week on this show, Connect the Dots, we're going to have an important guest on. It'll be my first time having a guest. And the reason I'm going to do that is because this person is worthy of being a guest, definitely. There's a new film out by the about the. It's called The Real Story of Travis Walton. This is the guy they made a movie about back in the, I think, the 80s. It was the guy in Arizona got picked up by the ET while he's out there with his lumberjack buddies, and he went missing for 5 days. Well, the movie has. We all saw the Hollywood movie, probably. But the Hollywood movie didn't tell the exact true story. This new movie being made, it's been made already, called The True Story of Travis Walton, his abduction story, is going to be out there soon. So anyhow, the director of the movie, person in charge of putting it together, Jennifer Stein, will be my guest next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. I think that's 6 a.m. Great Britain, if you're in Great Britain. Anyhow, it's 10 p.m. Pacific time. Next Saturday, Jennifer Stein, the director of The Real Story of Travis Walton, the man who was abducted by a UFO craft and went missing for 5 days. So tell your friends, your UFO enthusiasts to tune in. And like any other week, it's a call-in radio show. You know? So if you want to talk to the director, call in and talk to her. I'll be interviewing her, and we'll... Together, we'll do our best to enlighten you and interest you in wanting to see this new movie. And I did say I would jump to one more thing. Yeah, one of the other main things I talk about a lot in my book, Connect the Dots Theories, I talk about science fiction movies and TV shows. And that I make the statement, and usually when I tell the statement to people, they comprehend and kind of agree with it. Of course, not everyone will agree, but everyone I've told this before, they understand and agree. So I'm just going to read it fast. Every science fiction movie or TV story is basically revealing to us one of three possibilities. Either one, this thing has already happened in the past, and we're just not aware of the historical fact of that. Two, it's presently happening to us, like 1984. That's happening to us right now. And three, third possibility, this event will probably happen in the future. So the story is a warning as to what could happen if mankind somehow is allowed to be tricked, manipulated, or conquered in ways similar to the scenario being acted out on the video screen. So that's it. And that's my statement, and I believe it's true, that all science fiction movies are revealing something that's already happened, something that's happening to us now, or something that will happen to us in the very near future. That's why it's important to watch science fiction movies. Okay, we are coming to the end of the show, and before we get to the songs, I just want to remind everybody that my CD is now available on CD Baby. That's CDBABY. Go on the internet, you'll find it. CD Baby. And when you get there, if you go to the site, you can listen to each one of the tunes. They have, like, 20 seconds or something of each song to get a glimpse of. Though I play for you the first song of the CD every night at the end of the show. You'll hear it again tonight, which is one of my favorite songs. I Gotta Be Somebody. Anyhow, the name of the album is called Songs Better Than Dylan, and if you decide to purchase this, and it will be helpful because I need to start earning some money for my 2020 U.S. presidential campaign. If I had enough money, I'd be the president already, believe me, because I've got the knowledge and I can just show people, look, I know how to solve these problems. They're simple to solve if I have the authority of being the president of the United States. You know, people are giving Trump a lot of praise. Sure, he's done some things, but if I was in his seat at this point in time, I would have done 100 more things than he's done already. That's how good I am. That's why you ought to want to support somebody like me running for president. I'm a common man. I know about the common people, and I know all the solutions to all the problems. What more qualifications do I need? So help me out with my campaign here. I just don't ask for money. I'm giving you a product for money. The name of the album is called Songs Better Than Dylan, and you can pick it up on CD Baby. Go there right now after the show is over and look at it. Get a glimpse of what's contained in the album. 23 songs, and if you buy the disc and listen to all the songs, you'll be convinced that I am better than Dylan in songwriting and singing. And that's a bold statement to make, but the disc will prove it. I haven't actually fixed all the 20-second previews yet. The artificial intelligence did that, so some of them might not give you a good glimpse of what the song is. Just take my word for it. They're all great. But check it out for yourself. You go on a CD, baby. Press the rock selection. You know, they got different selections of what type of music it plays. Press the rock selection button and then write in the title, Songs Better Than Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N. And then it'll pop up, and then you click on, and then you can investigate and decide for yourself and pay for it however you choose. PayPal, etc. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show. You're going to hear the end of an instrumental and to a rock and roll song of mine from another CD. And then you're going to hear the first song off this CD I'm selling on CD Baby. First song of the CD called Songs Better Than Dylan, and it's titled I got to be somebody. I like to say he's been on the New York hit parade here for the last 12 weeks at least. So here we go, end of the show. It's the countdown. Mr. Engineer, I'm going for the countdown, and you take it from there. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All unknown, I was here, took my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to